non-profit organisation Media Access Australia that works for access to technology for people who are blind and vision impaired has this week launched its new accessible website. We have online communications coordinator Peach Emmett with us today to tell us all about it. Hi, Peach.
Hi, how are you?
I'm pretty good. Now, you've just launched the new site, which has merged the audio description and Media Access Australia sites into one. Is that right?
Yes, that's right. I'm really excited, actually, because just this week we've merged both sites. So we're going to have the same content that you would have found in the audio description website, but it will be combined with the Media Access Australia website. We've got a lot more content. It's a lot more accessible. And yeah, it's basically a website. It's going to provide news on media access developments and practical information, resources and guides on technology that can improve access to media, including television, DVDs, cinema devices and online media.
And the website is accessible for people who are blind and vision impaired. I believe it meets international standards for web accessibility.
It does, actually. It complies with the Web Content Accessibility Guidelines 2.0 AA standards, which is really exciting. We've had it developed by experienced developer of accessible websites, OPCIT, and we're using a content management system called Drupal. Really exciting because we've got all kinds of great new accessible features, particularly when it comes to navigation aids. We've got tab-based navigation. We've got skip-to links that help you navigate through the pages. We've got breadcrumbs so that you know where you are. New advanced features, which are really exciting. And we're using accessible use of headings as well. So it's a really exciting thing, the extent to which we've managed to keep it accessible but still really attractive and fun.
That's brilliant. So there's new accessible features. Is there new content on the site as well?
We've got a heap new content, actually. We've got, in each of our sections, we've got a lot going in television, DVD, cinema and the arts, and education. But the biggest change has actually been in response to some brand research we did towards the end of last year. There's often been confusion over what the term new media is. So we've actually split new media into digital technology and online media. Digital technology includes things like the actual mainstream accessible devices, such as assistive technology or portable devices like MP3 players, the accessibility of smartphones like iPhones, that sort of thing. So, and then online media is sort of focused more on the internet itself, so how to find accessible content, you know, website accessibility, maybe, you know, how to find captioned videos on YouTube or the accessibility of social media sites like Facebook and Twitter. So, yeah.
My goodness, it's all grown, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's really exciting.
So how can people keep up to date with news on access developments and even new information that's added to the site?
Well, that's another great new feature we've actually added to the site, which is a news alert system. So people can go in to our website, which is www.mediaaccess.org.au, and they can actually sign up to news alerts, and they can choose their preferences, what they're interested in hearing about, whether that be digital technology or television or accessible DVDs, and they can choose how often they receive those news, whether it's daily, weekly or monthly. And you can do that really easily just by jumping onto the website.
Well, that sounds very exciting, Peach. I'm sure we'll be hearing a lot more about that in the months to come.
Definitely.
Make sure, listeners, that you check out the new Media Access Australia website at the www.mediaaccess.org.au. That's mediaaccess.org.au, where you can set up your news alert. And for further information, you can contact Media Access Australia on the phone, 02 9212 6242, 02 9212 6242. Thanks, Peach, for all of that today.
Thanks, Roberta.
I've been speaking with online communication coordinator Peach Emmett from Media Access Australia, and Media Access Australia are supporters of this program.